that I've had more. And part of that, I think, is linked to what I mentioned earlier. As I said earlier, when I was growing up, I didn't, well, a blood test kit so you could check your blood sugar levels have only started in my later life. I couldn't give you a date, but probably within the last perhaps 5 years, perhaps a bit longer, don't know. But they obviously allowed me to control my blood sugars and at least check them regularly. But certainly since I started working in 1995, I used to check them regularly, A, because I was on the road quite a lot, so I was driving, so I was always very conscious of it. But at the same time, when I was a student, I was bigger in size. I was probably a size 16 jeans. And I've always been very conscious of my weight. Growing up, I was an average kind of person that, reasonably slim, okay. But then as I went, became a student and was drinking lager and eating and just generally enjoying myself, I did put on quite a bit of weight. And because I was always doing exercise, I remained quite fit, but bigger. And I was always concerned about it because I didn't want, I was influenced by the people around me and I didn't want to be that big. But, I didn't stop eating because of it. I used to just do exercise, but that didn't seem to lose me the weight because I've always enjoyed my food. And so as I've got older, I've become much more aware of my size, I suppose. I mean, I suppose the thing to say is that in my final year, I was very, very stressed in hindsight because I was doing my final. Sorry, I've jumped back a bit here, but this is relevant. I did my final degree, my exams and my dissertation, and I was still working the whole time. I didn't stop working like a lot of people do. And I didn't stop working after that before I started my job. So I suppose by the time I took my exams, I was probably an emotional wreck in hindsight and just physically and emotionally worn out. But I just carried on, I suppose. And as a result of that, I did lose quite a bit of weight in that final year because I am a stress head. I mean, I get stressed about everything. And I mean, that's got worse as I've got older as well. And my mum always thinks it's to do with work. Well, yeah, she's probably right. But by the time I then started losing the weight, I seem to have managed to retain most of it. I've kept it off pretty much. And that's partly because I check my blood sugars much more regularly now because obviously the gadgets are available. I'm driving, so I'm much more aware of what my levels are. And realistically, if it goes high, now because of where I'm at with my insulin, I can straight away do more insulin to bring it down again. But that in itself has its own implications. Because there is so much more flexibility. Food is guesswork. So whilst if you buy a box of lasagna and it tells you how much carbohydrate it is, you can be much more accurate. If you make something, you can't. So the interesting thing that my diabetic consultant would tell you now is that, because I go to the diabetic clinic in Manchester, and he would say that of all the diabetics in the clinic, I am the most amazing in the sense that I'm my average. Hyper, was it HbA1c is 5.5, or the last time I went, the average is about 5.5, 5.6, and it has been for a number of years. And okay, it can be 19 one day, it can be 6 another day, but the average is always around 5.5, and he thinks that's amazing. But it's because I am quite obsessive about checking my blood sugars. But that in itself doesn't mean that I don't have hypos. I do have hypos, and probably because it's so good on average. Therefore, it's prone to dropping. So it's as I've got older that I would say I have had more hypos.